Mikal Bridges just called in on the Coulter Automotive Group sports line, and I'm cheating looking at the caller ID from U.S. Airways Center. I mean, the guy is always there. Mikal, good morning. How are you? Thanks for calling in.
I'm good. How are you?
Good.
Doing great, Mikal. So are you always there, Mikal, because you're working on your game? Is that what it is?
Yeah, just here for the summer. Just trying to get better, for sure.
When I don't know if you've already had a nice sit down, but when you talked to Monty Williams, that's why we wanted to have you on. I mean, it was Monty Williams started mentioning players of the future, and he looked right at you. He was talking about you, and you were there showing support. Tell me about your interaction with Monty Williams and how you felt when you found out he's the coach.
I mean, I was excited. Like he was going to be one of my coaches, you know, before I got traded. So. It's kind of cool to see him come here and just knowing his whole background and where he came from being under Coach Pop and all that stuff like that. So I'm really excited to have him.
What do you think his strength is, Mikal, when you look at Monty Williams? What do you think he's going to be able to do for not only you but for the Suns?
I think he's just – his biggest thing is that he wants to win and he's going to do whatever it takes. And just probably, you know, offensively, you know, probably move the ball like how the Spurs did, and just, you know, defend really well. Just everybody lock in and defend. Be a really good defensive team.
As somebody who, at Villanova, and you could see it last year, prides himself on your defense, I know you care about that. Is that, do you feel a little refreshed to have, I mean, it's not your fault, but for years, even though it feels like before you were born, the Suns have not been an organization that's known for defense, well before you got here. But are you kind of embracing the idea, since you're a defensive guy, to have somebody coming in saying this is going to matter?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I take a lot of pride in defense, and I know defense was championship, so I think just having that whole thing, especially with all the talent we have, we just add in, you know, defense, lock in, I think we'll be a really good team.
Mikal, can you tell us last year, your rookie year, can you tell us what you learned? What were some of the lessons that you learned about the NBA and playing professionally?
Just, you know, taking care of your body the most, you know, a lot of traveling. Just always try to take care of your body, no matter if you're tired after a long game, just making sure you do some, get rest and do something so your body will be fresh for the next day. And just learn how to be professional every day, just coming in, doing what the coach asks you to do, being on time and stuff like that.
Did you have to prove it to yourself that you could play at this level and compete at this level, or was that always a given with you?
No, for sure. I had to, you know, go out there. First game, I didn't really play. So, like, the last, you know, couple seconds, so I kind of, like, you know, made me think. And then just wanted to go out there and prove myself and kind of did the first couple games I played and just try to stick with it and try to get better every day.
Mikal, I never thought about this question. Did you lose more games last year than you've ever lost? And I don't even mean in 1 year, because that's the nature of the NBA with 82 games. But have you ever lost that much in your entire life?
Honestly, probably did, but it'll be close, actually. It'll be like a close number. But
how do you get over that? Like, how, you just mentioned being professional. How did you find the motivation to get up every day, do your job as hard as you could, when you never experienced something like this?
That's just a part of me being mature, just having people around me to help me, just sticking with it, just being a pro, and just keep doing what you got to do, you know, it'll be a tough year, it's just, you know, thinking about the long run and just keep trying to improve every day as a player and as a person, and, I mean, that's how I kind of took into it.
Is there a part of your game that you're going to really focus on this season coming up? Is there a part of your game you're looking at and saying, man, I've really got to improve here?
I say really everything. That's how I am as a person. But, you know, just, you know, having my handle tighter and shooting the ball way better than I did and stuff like that. But I think those are probably the two main things.
This is Mikal Bridges, forward for the Phoenix Suns, joining Doug and Wolf, last year's draft pick. You heard him mention before, it was kind of interesting, Monty Williams, assistant coach with the Philadelphia 76ers, and that's who drafted Mikal. And plus, he went to Nova. He's from Philly, all excited, going to get to work with Monty. And now all of a sudden, boom, you get traded to the Suns. And then you find out, okay, Monty's your guy. What do you want to see from Monty? You know, players or coaches are always asked what they want to see from the players. I don't think I've ever asked this, and I've been in the media a long time. What do you want to see from Monty Williams as a player?
I mean, just to challenge us, and I think he knows that. I know he will just challenge us, and because if he challenges us, he's going to bring the best out of us and try to be the best team he could be. But for sure, I think the biggest thing is to challenge everybody, and I think that's what he's going to do.
Mikal, what are your influences? Who do you pattern yourself after?
Honestly, I just work hard and try to be the best player I can be by the time I'm done playing this game. So I really don't, you know, pattern myself after anybody.
This is Mikal Bridges joining Doug and Wolf. Let's talk about something that you loved. What's it like to be a national champion?
That's good. I mean, it was, we won it twice in college, and it was just unbelievable. Just all the work we put in, all up and downs we had in the season, all the stuff behind closed doors that people didn't know about, that, you know, all championship teams go through. So, I mean, it was tough. It wasn't easy. It might look easy because we were playing out there and we were winning, but for sure it wasn't easy. And but obviously it's a blessing.
Have you talked to Monty personally?
Yeah, I have. I mean, I talked to him after he, after he got the job, and then talked to him, you know, after his press conference.
Was he coaching you right from the get-go?
I mean, yeah, just telling me what he's looking into, what he's looking forward to, and stuff like that. You know, kind of the same. Same thing, we all, I want to win and just win, and you do whatever it takes and stay here.
Mikal, thank you, man. Really appreciate your time. God bless you, brother.